Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, almost 9 in 10 American teenage girls say they feel pressured by the fashion and media industry after watching shows and seeing them, you know, some of these stars looking so thin and so dangerously thin. Are we creating this unrealistic, unattainable image? I'm a mother, and I love to exercise and eat healthy, but I am not skinny. I never will be skinny. And so how do you work with your children and look at what's going on in the world of media and fashion and explain to our young girls and guys that this is not really attainable and keep them from developing eating disorders? My guest is the president and CEO of the National Eating Disorders Association, Lynn Grief. So Lynn, discuss the media and fashion industry, this pressure that's been going on for years to create these unattainable images that the girls see.
Well, it has been going on for years, but it's getting younger and younger, the number of people that are looking at these images. And we're very careful to say that the images are not causing eating disorders, you know. What they're doing is the images are causing people to feel bad about themselves because they can't measure up. The images are causing people to do things that are very unhealthy to lose weight or to get super skinny. And among those who are vulnerable to eating disorders, you know, bingo, that's like the perfect storm. Because people are born, we say they're born with the gun and then life pulls the trigger. And so if you're, you know, got anxiety or a little depression or some obsessive compulsive disorder, you know, you have something else going on, and then you're looking at these images and you're saying, well, I don't look like that, and how can I look like that? Then people sometimes will do anything to change how they look, and we see that around us every day now. And so that's what's sad, and then some people start going on a diet, and it's a diet that goes out of control. And that's the issue, and that's where we end up with life-threatening eating disorders. I mean, it has the highest death rate of any mental illness.
Now, Lynn, speak to the mothers out there, because, you know, we women, we look in the mirror and we say, God, you know, I look awful today, I'm bloated and fat. But now they're really telling us, you do not say this in front of your teenage children or young girls, because they hear these messages not from the media and fashion industry, but from us ourselves.
Right. You know, it's interesting. In the field of eating disorders, for years, people blamed the mother for the eating disorder, that they caused it, or the family caused it. We know now that the family does not cause an eating disorder, at all. I mean, that's just not what's going on here. These are biologically based illnesses. We say they're biopsychosocial illnesses. But what you're talking about, absolutely, we've realized the error of our ways. I mean, for years, women say, well, do I look fat in this? I mean, that's like a common, you know, catchphrase, or, you know, was my butt too big? We're all caught saying these things that kids nowadays are taking really to heart. And then when you have the obesity problem, you know, going around, everybody's hearing about anti-obesity, kids are really taking it to heart. And so you don't want to say things about appearance at all. We should want to look healthy. That's the way we should want to look. You know, make sure we wash our faces and fix our hair, be healthy, and get plenty of exercise. But parents, families, sisters, brothers, people, just let's say people, often are focusing on attributes of people, and they're bullying. I mean, we call it body snarking. And it's terrible what's going on now with kids. You know, they're making fun of other kids, and it's causing really, really some serious problems. So suddenly somebody gets teased about their weight or their size or how they look, and then they start to do something that's very unhealthy. And then that gets progressively worse, and next thing you know, we've got a real mental health problem here. And eating disorders aren't just mental illnesses. They have a physical component. You know, I mean, if you're not providing nutrition to your body, then you're certainly not taking care of yourself, and you're not going to be healthy. And it can damage your bones. It can damage every organ of your body if you're not eating appropriately. So, you know, so it's crazy out there, and we all need to be mindful to stop making remarks about body and image and criticizing other people.
Well,
it lays on parents. I mean, all of us.
It does.
We have a responsibility to stop it. Yeah, we just need to stop it. And, you know, if a mother's constantly saying, am I too fat, then the kid is going to start saying she's too fat or he's too fat, and they're going to be self-conscious.
So the first message for parents listening is that we have to use the positive reinforcement with our children to kind of offset what they're seeing in the media. We have to talk about being healthy, being strong, eating healthy, getting plenty of exercise and up off the couch and cut the video games out. But really that message about being healthy, not being thin or skinny. What can we do about what we're seeing in the media? That's in our home, and that's under our control. But what can we do about what we see sometimes in magazines? Lynn, you see a picture, and the person's head looks huge, and their body looks tiny, like they're a size less than zero.
Right. Oh, you know, I've seen pictures where somebody's waist was smaller than their head, you know. It's painful, these images. And the sad part is kids and even adults don't even understand these images are photoshopped. You know, if you look at, there's a Jean Kilborn, a famous woman who in the media who does great, you know, speeches about this. You know, she says you look at pictures, nobody would have pores. You know, the way everything is just, you know, made up and photoshopped. And so we have kids and adults looking at images, and they believe that these are real people, and they're not real people.
What can we do about them looking at those images? We can't stop that.
No, but what we – well, actually, there's been legislation for years trying to get media literacy. In other words, for the government to pass this bill to fund the Department of Education to then distribute money around the country to schools to educate kids on media literacy. Well, the way things are going in Washington, I think by the time that happens, the kids in kindergarten, you know, they'll be parents themselves. So we can't wait for that. We're actually trying to introduce legislation very soon called the Media and Public Health Act. And the goal of that would be that there's disclosure. So at least as soon as the kid could read, they would see that this is not a real image. And that's the first place we could start. You know,
that's a great idea.
Yeah. If you think about the Marlboro man, you know, he didn't cause lung cancer. You know, those great advertisements encouraged people to smoke. And therefore, it was the behavior of smoking that then among some people created, you know, lung cancer. Same thing with these images. The images don't cause the eating disorder, but they do encourage poor self-esteem. They encourage people to try to replicate what they see and therefore often go on very unhealthy diets and doing really unhealthy and dangerous things with food and with their laxative abuse and a million other things. And so, and that of that can result eating disorders. So there's a very similar correlation here. So we really would love to get this passed and get this introduced and through Congress. And
which would be disclosure, full disclosure on the image saying this is not a real image or this is a photoshopped image.
Yes, absolutely. That would be a start. So as soon as a child could read, I mean, we can't fix what's happened, but it could be a start for moving forward. The kids say, well, but that's not a real image anyway, and they would start to understand that.
That's great. That's a really great idea. So in the last minute and a half, give your best advice for parents listening with children and this media and fashion industry and maybe what we can do to help.
I think the most important thing is to measure the size of your heart and not the size of your hips. Parents are spending an awful lot of time on, you know, how their kids look and addressing that rather than spending a whole lot of time, you know, talking about the good deeds they're doing, the kind of person they are, character. We seem to have gotten off, I don't mean to sound old-fashioned or, you know, from Little House on the Prairie or something, but if you really listen to conversations going on, and I do, we're getting off track. We're part of this, and we need to get back to what people have accomplished in their lives, who they are, and less about, you know, what she looks like or he looks like. I think that we need to look in the mirror at ourselves and say, how can we send better messages as people rather than as images and as models? If we're really going to be a role model, how about if we make it about who we are and the way we are with one another? That would
absolutely perfect advice. Be a good role model. Keep it positive. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.